think on a practical level, CPD has to cover a range of areas. So when we think about the four pillars of practice, it's not just about our professional practice skills. We need to think about our learning needs in relation to leadership, in relation to supporting learning, and also our skills with evidence and research and development. So I think on a practical level, if you're thinking about what CPD do I need to do, I think you need to think about it in terms of those four pillars. Yes. I think sometimes there's a tendency that we just focus on the professional practice skills to do the day-to-day practice-based job.
I think as well it can be as diverse as occupational therapy itself and your occupational therapy practice. And it's not just about the work necessarily you do with clients or specific service users, it's about the learning, the experiences you've had, how you reflect upon maybe a piece of work you've done or a presentation or an interaction with a client or a colleague, or a piece of learning, something you've seen, you know, on social media, something in or, and it's something you've read. It's all about part of making that part of what we do, part of our everyday learning.
And very individual to you as a professional, of course, as well. So what, you know, what you do, what your role is, of course, will determine what your CPD looks like. So it'll be different for everyone. And as you've hinted, you know, OTs are doing incredibly, you know, diverse range of sort of activities and getting involved in very different client groups and pieces of work. So I think that's one of the reasons why we would argue at HCPC that our outcomes-based approach is so useful, because, you know, it's not prescriptive about what you do. It's actually about what the outcomes are. So that, you know, as you know, the benefits for you as a professional, but also the benefits for your service users, whoever they are. So that outcomes-based approach, I think, supports that approach, which is very much very self-directed. You know, as you suggested, it's about people identifying for themselves, well, you know, what do I need to keep my knowledge and skills up to date?
And I think you're right. It's it's this idea of multiple service users. So if you work in NHS or social care or private practice or wherever, and your service users might be the clients or and their families, but equally if you work in education, your service users may be your students. And for us at the professional body, it's our members and the broader profession. So I do find myself having to remind myself when I think, what am I going to do for my own CPD? That actually my service users throughout my career have changed depending where I've worked.
And you could have multiple sets of service users as well. You know, maybe you are doing some work with clients or patients, but also, you know, perhaps you're a manager and therefore managing staff. So from our point of view, we define service users actually that broadly. So if you're a manager, the people you're managing are service users. So, and as you say, in academia, most of your service users will be students, but perhaps not all. You know, you could have a mixed, you know, mixed picture.
Because if you're doing research and your research participants are from a broader area, they're
absolutely
your service users.
So the way we tend to talk about it is anyone who's touched in any way by your professional practice, really, they're your service users.
But I think underpinning it all in terms of what it looks like, I think reflection is key. I like your idea, you know, CPD isn't something that's just separate and it's something out there. I think it is, it's a way of thinking. Yes. CPD is a way of thinking, and it's really important that we reflect on what we've learnt, we think about the changes we need to make from that learning, and then also the impact that's going to have from an output-based situation.
And also we know as individuals about our professional competence, what our skills are, what we need to improve upon, and only we can judge that. I mean, it's important to get feedback from others, from, you know, supervisors, managers, service user, colleagues, etc. But only you know yourself as an individual registered professional what you need to do and what you want to do to enhance your skills.
So thinking about those four pillars of practice helps, but like you say, that gives you the structure. But it's got to be you reflecting on your own abilities and where you want to take your own career next. So it really is an individual thing in that sense, isn't it? Yeah.